The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim rocked the baseball world yesterday. The team announced it signed Albert Pujols to a 10-year contract worth more than $250 million. Pujols is one of the best baseball players in years, but is he worth a quarter of a billion? NPR's Ben Bergman reports.
Several general managers were aggressively pursuing Pujols, but it was Angels GM Jerry Dipoto who swooped in to reel him in.
I can't say that in my wildest dreams I thought we'd be sitting here today. We're talking about an iconic offensive player in his generation.
Dipoto's boss, Artie Moreno, bought the entire Angels franchise for $184 million 8 years ago. Now Moreno is digging very deep into his wallet to pay substantially more than that to just one player, one that will be in his 40s when his contract expires in a decade.
It's incredibly difficult to project a player's performance for 10 years.
Rob Nyer is national baseball editor at Baseball Nation.
There are just so many things that can impact a player's performance, most particularly injuries, that we just can't figure. And they could be catastrophic injuries, or it could be something minor that allows him to continue playing but impacts his performance significantly.
A big risk, but one that may be worth it, given the Angels are reportedly close to signing a new billion-dollar cable contract.
It's an immense amount of money from one source. And that's where the big chunk of money comes from when you're a team like the Angels in a big market.
Another Pujols plus, the Angels have long tried to build themselves as an L.A. team, even though they play far outside the city. They added L.A. to their name a few years ago, which was mostly greeted with shrugs. But if Pujols can't get Angelinos to pay attention to the Angels, perhaps nothing will. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.